You got it?
Okay. So we're now holding Yesodat Chi. Yesodat Chi is Ha'etek. That's the most common translation of the Arabic word. And it is very unclear what it means. Let's see what he describes, and then we'll figure out. The word Ha'etek means copied, and that's what it means in here also. Vehu, ki Torah Moshe zois mu'utekes me'savoris barach lo mizulaso. This Torah is taken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from anyone else. Vole in lahoisem en legrea. You can't add or take away from it. Lo b'Torah shebiksav, lo b'Torah shebalpeh. Neither Torah shebiksav nor Torah shebalpeh. And I've already described in Akdamas HaMishnah a little bit about it. So the first thing we need to ask ourselves is, how is this different than Ches in any way? Let's take a look at Ches. In Ches he speaks at Torah Zmin HaShemayim. So Torah Zmin HaShemayim sounds awfully like Kitoris Moshe Zos Mutekes Mesaboyes Baruch Lo Mezulaso. If a person says that there's in Ches, he said if a person says that there's something in the Torah that's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, he's an apikores. So, if the main point, which sounds like the main point, the Rambam is that you can't add or take away from Torah, the first line is really not, doesn't have any makom. Kitoris Moshe Zos Mutekes Mesaboyes Baruch Lo Mezulaso. What's that got to do with all of the Elohim Medevele Groa? So that's a real issue in understanding what the Rama wants over here.
What's interesting... What's the question again? It's clear?
In other words, he starts with saying it's the belief that this Torah Moshe copied from HaKadosh Baruch and not from anybody else. That's what he said in Ches. In Ches he said that we have to believe that Torah Min HaShemayim, Ki Kol HaTorah Zoysa Mitzubi Yireina Ata, He and his sunnah al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu kulam pi agvura. That's almost exactly the same thing. A very, very hard time understanding what the difference is between Ches and Tes. That's one issue. Also, the Hemshech. V'le ein lahoyse ben evein legroa. Lo tosh eksal tosh eval peh. And therefore we can't add or take away. What's the Hemshech of it? There are a few more nekudas about this that are interesting. First of all, this is the only ikur of the Yugdil Ikrim that I know of that there actually is a machlokus in whether it's right or not. Of all the other Yugdil Ikrim, they seem to be, the machlokus is only whether they are considered ikrim or not. We mentioned that the Bala Ikrim says that you can condense them to three or four. Those are all issues in terms of the language and semantics. On this, the Bala Ikrim argues, and let's go through some of the Chazal that they bring. First of all, he says some common sechelika things. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon to eat meat. Noach was mater. Noach had Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He then changed it and gave Torah to us, which are different. Somehow, sometimes they incorporate Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Sometimes the Soysa, for instance, is Gneva more than a Pruta or less than a Pruta? Can Gneva be less than a Pruta? Aben Noach is Nerag and Pasach Pruta. We're not. And other differences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Milah to Avraham Avinu. There's no Milah for Avraham. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change things. L'chura, it's mashma, he can change. Next, another place. There's a Chazal that says, L'asid lovoi, all Nevi'im eksuv ma'asid li'zbatol. There's Yerushalmi that says that all ma'adas are sinli batlik except for Chanukah and Purim. It serves as the basis for 50% of our Purim Torah is about the everything being sinli batlik except for Purim. So and the Rambam himself brings it. The Rambam brings it. It's the Rambam himself in the end of Zman, he talks about the chshivas of Purim. He says, look, for Amru that has seen the sun, so how do you reconcile it? On the other hand, the reason why the Rambam here is so important is because of all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, this is the stickler. Of all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, this is the Iker that really separates us from Christianity and Islam. We can't, going back before, we haven't yet found an Iker that really Christianity or Islam is nichshel, except that having a guf, not having a guf, one and three, depending on which lamdas, what type of Christian you are, what kind of lamdas formula you have. But until now, everything is very compatible.
The eighth
was given by Moshe Rabbeinu. They tell me Avada was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's all true. Except HaKadosh Baruch Hu then came and said, you guys lost it, and we're adding something to it. So it is very, very vital.
Well, that'll answer the first question.
Then. What?
That will answer the first question.
It'll answer the first question, in what way is it different?
Yeah.
Now, another Chiddush, how does the Rambam know this to be true? You know, where's the Rambam getting it from? So the Rambam is getting it from the Mitzvah, the Issa, of Leiseisiv Allah, of Leisigra Mimeno. Now, the pashtus of loisaisel sigra is a halacha within Torah itself. In other words, the way in which a person can do the mitzvahs is like the shear of the mitzvah. You can't add, you can't take away. So it's a din in tefillin that when you're wearing tefillin, you can't add or take away. That's the halacha. That's how the Rambam himself brings it, and that's what the halacha is. So where did the Rambam go from there and say that
doesn't the Rambam say in Hilchos Marmam that you have to, there's certain gedorim when Bezdin makes gedorim that they have to announce this is only rabbinic, it's not just a dinner.
Correct. The Rambam also extends it when you want to add mitzvahs. After Rabbanan come along, the Rambam asks a question there. What he's referring to is the Rambam. Asks the following question. The Rambam says that Chachamim can make takanas and isurim that don't exist. How in the world can they do it? What about loytaisif? So the Rambam says if the Chachamim would pass it off as another mitzvah, 640 mitzvahs, then you run into a problem. But if the Chachamim say, listen, there are 630 mitzvahs we need to make together, that's when it's appropriate. That's what the Rambam says over there. I want to add something to a certain lishitosai in life, in sort of how in Ashkafa of the Rambam. It pertains to what Chanina mentioned. So the Rambam said Leitaisiv Leitigra is not only in specific mitzvahs, it's also adding a mitzvah. That's taking us a step closer to what he's saying in Sotah Chi. But I'd like to point out something fascinating about the perspective of a hashkafa, a gadlustik hashkafa. The Rambam wrote Igris. In the Igris, the Rambam reveals a lot about the Rambam, fascinating nekudas that you wouldn't pick up in his farm are tachlis. In the igris, he's a little more personal. One set of igris was, there was a big machlokas in Iraq, in the Iraqi community, about using a boat on a river there on Shabbos. That was the Shaila, that was the machlokas. What I gather from the background, just watching the letters, is that the community there had a long-standing iser. People didn't go on those boats. And the Rambam, someone, a Talmud of his, asked Mashaila, and the Rambam said it's absolutely mutter. To which, I guess, the Rav over there was not particularly happy and sent back some very sharp comments. So, and there are a few letters on this topic. Basically, the following points come out from the Rambam's response. Whoever it is, his Talmud apologized for the very sharp nusach, and the Rambam says, I have no issue with it. He said, I'm never worried about criticism, because if I'm wrong, I'll know better. If I'm right, he'll know better. The language doesn't bother me. Doesn't really, very, very matter of fact. He says, you know, I, by the way, Reb Moshe had that. Somebody wrote the most horrendous stuff, and Reb Moshe said, that doesn't bother me, but tachlis, what you wrote, is nonsense. So it doesn't, you know, like, basically, he said, the titles I don't care about either way. But come on, so the Rambam writes back the following. He says, if the halacha is that it's mutter, he said, if you're telling me that they were noheg iser so that people don't do this, that, or the other thing, then certainly you should be noheg iser. But you should never pass off something that's mutter, something that's aser in essence. It's wrong. He said, in Torah, you have to define things where they are. You have to say, and he says, if people in the community there know it's mutter, and they decided it is appropriate to keep away from it, then you certainly can't break the iser, and you certainly need to be noach. But if people walk around because they think it's aser, then they're wrong, and they should know it's absolutely mutter. And in the Rambam's perspective, and I think it's across the board, to add padding to Torah and pass it off as Torah is wrong. Mitzad the etzem ktush of Torah. It is certainly appropriate to make gedarim. That's what Rambam says. The Rabbanon have a right and obligation to make gedarim. They also have an obligation to make very clear what's a gedar, what's a mitzvah. I had a similar place where I think it says it kemat mefurish in Chazal, that this is the right approach. Famous, it says by the Isha, the Nachash pushed her to the tree. She had said, I'm not allowed to touch it, because they had made an iser touch it. So the Nachash slammed against the tree, she touched it, nothing happened to her. Said, see, nothing happened to you, nothing happened to this. So what's the upshot? So what's the message? That you're not supposed to make gedarim? All the Rabbanon are gedarim. So the pshat is you're supposed to make gedarim and understand that this is a gedar and not the gufa iser. Part of the Torah's lahiris, you know, between atomei vator, that a person needs to know clearly that a person is machmir not out of amaratzis, but out of understanding that here's a machmir, there's need to be machmir. It's just sort of a side point, but I think it's very important. But the Rambam learns it from Lotos of Latigra.
The other Rishon Mar.
What?
The other Rishon Mar.
Correct. Yeah. Rivet on the spot argues. There are different understandings, but the Rambam does a sort of lishitosa in the Rambam that Lotos of Latigra, and I understand the Rambam learned it up Sai Mitzad the Lashon HaPasek and Sai Mitzad the Mitzvah. If you have any particular mitzvah in that has details in one mitzvah, you certainly need to describe it as a detail in that mitzvah. So the Hilchos Tzitzis are apropos to Tzitzis. When you have a sweeping halacha that applies across the board to all mitzvahs, then it's much more logical to say that this is a tenet of Torah rather than to make it a detail in every mitzvah. Because L'tesa Tigra applies. I can't have a fifth tzitzah, I can't have a fifth parsha, I can't have a fifth min.
But that's not an entirely different mitzvah. I mean, you said before that, well, Sosav is you can't create a new mitzvah instead of 613.
No, it's also.
That's in the mitzvah itself.
But the Rambam certainly agrees with the other thing also. But the Rambam adds that if passing off Rabbanan as such would be like that. So the Rambam understood, and the Lashon is, like Taisev Lava Tigra Menu, is a sweeping Lashon on everything. So he understood that the technical halacha of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra are only samples of the general klolistic inyan to preserve Torah as it is. That's the way I understand his makar, his shorish. But let's get back to...
Rambam has that in one of the
shorish. I'm sorry, what?
Rambam has that in shorish base. He uses... The Rambam's shita is
in Shorash. I'm sorry, yeah.
In Shorash Beis, in Shoshim.
Yeah.
The Rambam's shita is that he has a litmus test. If you want to know if something's a detail of a mitzvah,
right,
or if it's its own mitzvah,
right,
is it negiah more than one mitzvah or not?
Right.
If it's negiah more than one mitzvah, then it gets pulled out and it becomes its own.
A klal, its own unit. Its own unit. Okay. So good. Very good. Ishkach. Yeah. Ishkach. So of the questions asked on the Rambam's Shita of that Torah won't get changed. So the type of Chazal, like all the mitzvahs are going to become bottle, except all the Mo'adim will become bottle except for Purim, and all the Sfarim will become bottle except for this. So for those type of questions, there's an answer that is very sensible. If the Torah itself tells you that this will apply only for a certain time, that's not a bittul of the Torah. In other words, if I tell you, don't walk into my room, and you come in an hour later because you say it's enough, I'm a kabbal your maris only for an hour. So that's a steer to my Morris. Morris means ownership, right?
Authority.
What?
Authority.
But let's say I tell you don't come in for an hour, and you come in an hour later. So that's what I said. If we have a Mesiris, the Chachamim didn't say we're going to cancel mitzvahs. They said in Torah itself, there's a Remez, there's a Mesiris, there's a Kabbalah, that it will apply in X and X circumstances and not in Y circumstances. Then that's not a stira to the immutability of Torah. That's gufa is Torah. So that's not, that question not a problem. More is, well, there seems to be a logic behind it. And the logic is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, infinite, etc. It's just like he doesn't change, his Torah doesn't change. A human being has shitas and deyas every day, a different shita, a different day. So, because he changes. Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he doesn't change, how does this tell you? What happened that for a few thousand years, X was true, and then all of a sudden, Y would become true? That seems to be the logic that is in it. So the question is, well, you see it. You see, Adam Rishon was Aser and Meat, Noach was Mutter. Noach had Zaymizim Noach. We have Tayag Mitzvahs, and some of them actually are Seisid Mitzvahs of the Noach. Lekula, Lechumra, and when you kill people, all of these things changed. Mila was a new thing. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have different mitzvahs. It's another, there's a chazal. It says, Ahuva b'mei Ovis became Snua Matzevis. The Ovis all brought Korbanos on Matzevis. And then once it became Matzevis, like a flat stone. Once the Ovda Vazar did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't like it. I want something else. So how do we understand that? So there's a diuk in the Sefer Mitzvahs in Shor HaShlishi, a fascinating piece. And by the way, the Rambam also, let me just give one more marker. The Rambam also mentions this idea that Torah will not change in Hilchas Mashiach. Perek Yud Aleph, this is next to the last perek, this is the first perek of Mashiach. He says like this, Al Yal Adait HaShemelech HaMashiach Tzav Lassos Ov Zumosim, Mashiach doesn't need to do any miracles. He says it's only Tipshim who walk around with that. And he brings a raya from Bar Kiva and Bar Kochva. So he says, so you see that you don't need that. And then he sticks in a piece. It's almost very difficult to understand what he's saying. V'ikad dvarim kochahein. Shatera zos ein chukeo mishpateo mishtane le'olmol v'lamim. The main thing to remember is Torah doesn't change. Not its chukim, not its mishpat. Emosifan aleim v'gorin mehen. You can't add or take away. That sounds very clearly. V'chalamoyzev v'goreya o shegil uponim v'toyer v'yitzev v'ron shatzosim v'pshutan. Harezev v'vari rasha apikoros. I don't know what this piece is doing here. The Rambam discusses Mashiach, and he says Mashiach is not going to make any miracles or change nature in any way. What that has to do with the fact that we can't change things in terms of mitzvahs, I don't know. What is interesting, though, I don't know, in other words, learning Pshat in the Rambam here, I'm kind of feel very awkward. Something is missing here in the connection of it. The Rambam is going on a Gemara that says that there's not going to be lasid lavo in times of Mashiach. Ein bin Mosem Mashiach lolam haza ella shivut machis bolvat. That's what. But what does that have to do with mitzvahs and so on? One thing I would note on a practical level that every Mashiach sheker that we've had always played fast and loose with mitzvahs. You know, Shabbat Tzvi was up in the air as whether he was Jain or not until he started playing Fezalus with mitzvahs and saying, this is not the gay, I'm what, this is not the gay, that's not the gay, and he started canceling mitzvahs right and left. The Rambam could be meramis about Christianity and or Islam, so don't think that there could be a Mashiach that cancels mitzvahs. Could be because the next one in Dalit.
That's in context. That's what it sounds
right,
like.
Right. Because in Dalit, where he says, "Af Yeshua Nitzri Shedimashir Mashiach Nag Bebezden," and then he says his famous piece on it, and so on. So the that's a little more context with that. But come on, but how do we understand that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did give different mitzvahs and so on? The Rambam says in Shorosh Shlishi. Hashorosh Shlishi, the Rambam is in the Shorashim lists which mitzvahs is he listing Sefer Mitzvahs. He's before he makes a list of 630 mitzvahs, he says, I first am going to give you the criteria by which I am listing these mitzvahs. She'ein ro limnois mitzvah she'ein nogin ledoros. Mitzvahs that were not knowing for all doros, I'm not going to list it. Da. Ki Omram, he says, Taryag mitzvahs nemrulo l'moshe b'sinai. He says, there's a diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Moshe was given 600 mitzvahs in Sinai. Try asking somebody a diuk like that and see how far I'll get to you. No, and the Gemara says, why does it mean Sinai? The guy said, well, you need to leave yeshiva and start learning a little bit. You know, this is not... The Rambam says something. Moira... Ala yoyza mispa hu mispa mitzvah hanogos ledoros. Ki mitzvah shenogos ledoros ein keshalem b'sinai. Hein shenemer b'sinai b'zalosai. Even if they were given at Sinai and told us at Sinai, they don't have a sheikhus to Sinai. Ve'omnam kivna b'omram b'sinai v'fishika torah shidai b'sinai. V'omis alay ahora v'yesham v'etan l'cham. I want to explain this piece. I think this piece is a very crucial piece in understanding this Nekuda. The Rambam was saying something about Sinai and only over here.
Which Nekuda is specifically? This Nekuda of?
Understanding where the immutability of mitzvahs comes from. That's the point.
Okay.
So he says, I thought that just by pointing a finger, you get the... I had a chava of mine who was very... He had a very picturesque way of describing things, and he also... he used his thumb. So he said, when he's printing a safe, he's ordering a set of thumbs to point the right road. We're talking about Mashiach, and you came. You came to Mashiach, and you came.
It
depends. That depends if he's adding mitzvahs, take away mitzvahs, so it's happy we just keep the 613. That's really the...
Certainly not adding any.
Glad we got that straight.
Ramos says... The mitzvahs that are not Norgladoris, even if they were given at Sinai, are not considered being given at Sinai. Hein Shnemer Sinai was a loss. So he says, why am I saying Sinai? So that's shayach to Ikra Torah. What's the shani? What's the nekuda? So I would like to explain it. I don't know if it needs all the explanation, but I think it adds the right time to it as follows. Let's give a mashal. Let's say somebody comes to Dr. Aisha with some problem, medical problem. Now, he has
with insurance or without?
Without insurance, they don't make masaret. You don't come. My brother's father-in-law is a psychologist from Chaim Berliner, from Shlomo Ribna, very fine yid. So he was once in Eretz Yisrael many years, in the early years, and he visited Reb Chatzkel, and Reb Chatzkel was intrigued with a from psychologist. In those days, these things were not so. Reb Chatzkel asked him, "What do you see about me? Tell me what you find in me. Like, analyze me." Was das denn mir? So he was very uncomfortable. Obviously, whatever, he stammered and got his way out. When he came back, he told Reb Hutner, the answer. So Reb Hutner told him, I was saying, you send Yiddish, you're okay. Dass dem gedarf sorgen, as mit ungeld zeste gorgonit.
That much I understand.
That much I understand. So you come in and ask him, what's this? I don't know. This hurts. This is that. There are two ways you can answer. One way is he can look at me and say, listen, he shouldn't be using this hand now for a while. I know him. He doesn't particularly. I'm going to tell him something much worse. Or whatever it is, he'll give me advice that will steer me to do whatever I need to do. That's one way to talk to me. A second way is he can share his knowledge as he knows it. So whenever I'm talking to someone, I can be answering him lefi erkoi, or I can be sharing my personal take. For instance, one of the reasons why many things that often chazen ish are not useful, people don't realize the chazen ish rarely shared his thinking with people. He did not like to, for many reasons, and one of them, he didn't want to hassle, and he was always scared, so he would always push the person off with a gentle joke or a cute remark and something, and or he would answer the person kefi daiter. That was him. So very rarely, the story might be true in what he said tachlis, but the reasoning behind it was not rarely was he open enough to feel the person an equal to share him. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to us by telling us what we need to know. Let's give an example. Nevi'im. It says that if Chal Yisrael wouldn't have done Averis, then we wouldn't have had Nevi'im. We would have had only Torah and Sefer Shal Yeshua. Because Nevi'im are a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in line with our particular needs. It's not a communication kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das kaviyachol, but these are words of instruction to fit our particular needs at a particular time. And that's why Nevi'im could come and go. It says there were Kiflaim Yetzim Mitzrayim, and the only things that were left in Nevi'im are Nevu'ah and Nischa L'doros. Lasid Lavo, Nevi'im could become Batl. It doesn't make a difference, because the Nevu'ah is not the essential Chachma Kavi Yochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a Tzorech L'doros. Anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam, he told Adam what's important for Adam. And when he spoke to Noach, he told him what's important for Noach, and so on. And when he spoke to Avram, and when he spoke to Moshe, not Nahar Sinai, all of those events were Hashem's communication to us. They were there for the purpose of guiding us to do what's right, and so on. On those communications, there's no chalois of Nitzchias. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't telling us, kaviyachol, his mind and understanding. He was giving us a direction to move us.
Time.
What?
At that time.
So it's time.
So why is it included in the Torah?
So there's what to learn, like the same way that the Nevi'im, because anything that's in the Torah is there for us to learn something from it. But the tzivui shabai, the instructions did not stem. It's like when you certain things, the instructions are the description of the thing itself. Certain things, they are as appropriate to the person. So those instructions, any time Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke Derech Nevuah, it was to the person, for the person, and b'meila, it could very well be time-bound, person-bound, and so on. In Har Sinai, you have a very different type of communication. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayeyer Hashem al Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Har, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the Har. That means, And like Chazal Darshin, that Anochi is Ano Nafshi Kasvis Yehovis. I put myself, I invested myself in it. The pshat is, when I talk with a person, so one reason to talk to him is to tell him something, and then I'm not investing myself, but I'm actually, the first question to me is, what's his frame of reference, and what do I tell him to get whatever it is that I want? Sometimes I talk because I need to express myself, and then I don't care much about what he's interested in hearing or not, and I say what I'm interested in. It's a very, very different, it's both of them are talking, but it's extremely different mahalach. One is, it's klape the mekabel, and one is klape the... That's what the Rambam means in the Shoresh over here. Sinai is the makom and the only makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke himself, kaviyachol. Meaning, anything in given at Sinai, in context of what we call Sinai, are things that are, they're chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense of the atzmius, whatever it is that we can perceive. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mishtane, then that's not Mishtane. The same law of lack of Ishtanus applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom as applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom did not, for instance, let's say construction. The laws of physics tend to stay the same over time. The codes for building change because conditions change. So why was it that 50 years ago, you only needed a six-inch column to support this amount of weight, and today you need 8 inches, or vice versa? The answer is because the concrete's better today, it's worse today. People tend to use heavier loads, less heavy loads. Whatever it is, those changes don't... So when you talk about the laws of physics, you're talking about the atzmius. When you're talking about the codes for building, you're talking about the application of it.
So how are we answering my father's question about, so why is it in the Torah at all then? In terms of the tzivur shabayu, so...
So we don't have... That's what the Rambam says. There are no mitzvahs. This is chalam mitzvahs. There are no mitzvahs before Matan Torah.
Like, yeah, so why is it... I guess that's the question. Why is this limited to mitzvahs and not to the story itself or to the lessons shabayu?
Forget. So mitzvahs are the gufa Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is the gufa Torah. The stories are there to give a context, to explain what do we learn from it, what do we understand from it, what are drachim tovim that a person goes, but they're not sivuyim. This is chalan sivuyim. The ikka point that he's speaking about in being Moisev Agarea is talking about mitzvahs. So he's talking about the gufa Torah won't change means. The story certainly can't change. I remember, we'll date ourselves, when they had Watergate affair, and the matzah got worse from day to day, so they had, I think it's Ziegler, Ron Ziegler, was that the press secretary? So he never had to get up every day with a new sheker. And someone told him, but yesterday you said that the president did or didn't. So he would say, that statement is no longer operative. it doesn't work today. It's not operative.
It worked so well then.
The stories you can't. No one's gonna be mishana the stories. If you mishana, if you say today we decide Avraham Avinu didn't exist, that's not mishana. It's okay.
Let's take the case of like Chatzotus.
Right.
In the Midbar.
Right.
So that's not counted the Daris.
Correct.
So why is that? In other words, if that's a tzivoy that the Rebbeinu Shem codifies in the Torah,
So
obviously there's some kind of lesson there.
So it's not codified because it's not nogeh. It's not there but Torah's tetzivui because it's even right. Relevant. It's there but Torah's to understand the nisim that Flas Kadosh Baruch Hu did, the appropriate anhaga that the manik brings the am together. You could, it's things that you can learn from in terms of deos, yisodei Torah, whatever you want to call it, but not.
And those are nitzchis.
Those are nitzchis. That's nitzchis.
Tzivui,
correct.
Tzivui
Shabbat
is
correct.
Only. Is only
correct. The tzivu, the mitzvahs, okay. But so and I want to maybe just add something. Well, like when we talk about the mitzvahs being nitzchias, today it's one of the sionos. I have the boy who came with me said that. It's one of the sionos when you have morays, when you have Isurim challenged in terms of right or wrong, it's more than a particular Isur. You know, when people go along and say, when the Be'etzim are undermining the Isoida, which a mitzvah is built, or an Avera, they are undermining the Nitzchis of Torah. You know, it's the mitzvahs that we have, they and their Tam are Nitzchi. And even if a person gets around something with a harama, if the pshat is the person is makir the mitzvah and it's nitzchias, but it's more convenient for him to do something with a harama, so say that that's in halacha faket, there are things that hilchatchila you can do. A person makes a erevit chum, he puts down a kikar, whatever he puts down, and he can go. It's not a harama. That's a hilchatchila. That's not a problem. There's no akiras atayra when a person sells his chametz to a guy. He's not being oikatayra. He's following it, and that's fine. When a person has a problem with the etzem yisoid of the mitzvah, the person is testing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's das and chachma is nitzchias or not nitzchias. That's a fundamental ikar atayra. That's you're not playing with a particular avera, no matter how chomer avera is or how light it is. You're playing with something else. You're playing with this yisoid over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives someone at Sinai that's time bound, whether it's in the application of it or whether it's even in the essence of the mitzvah. Okay.
What about the mitzvahs that were given at Mara, for example? What about
so those were given. They were kilu the mitzvahs that were given at Sinai. They're repeated in Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu advanced us and gave us a time of it beforehand. So that's, they weren't given, we don't do it today because they're given Mara. We do it today because they're given at Sinai, and except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a time of it, of the mitzvahs, for whatever reason, beforehand.
They're nishnas besina.
What?
They're nishnas besina.
Yes, and the Rambam says this in Pirshei Pasuk Chul, and he makes this very clear, that any mitzvahs in the Torah are binding only because they were given at Sinai. And the fact that Avram had bris before, that's why the Dashek Shon says that Tzvon Ala Mila is going on Sinai, Lachnisa B'Bris Avram Avinu is an added bracha, but it's not the reason. The tzivu that we relate to is not Avram Avinu's, and we don't eat, and the Gidal Nasha, because it's given Sinai. Now, the reason that Yaakov Avinu found for not eating Gidal Nasha serves well today also. But if we ask ourselves what binds us, Sinai. That's the, because the only thing that's nitzchi is the Sinai. Any time Gadosh Baruch Hu spoke, any other time, he was talking to the person. He wasn't expressing his self, Kaviyachol. Okay. Do we have another guy?
We have one more guy.
Usually you have a kid's store upstairs.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, but my kid's never stay in yeshiva.
The mice are Avram Kitchen Aish.
Yeah.
And it doesn't include in the Torah. How do you, what's the reason that you understand that, why did the Nicola, of all the things, all the mice?
Well it's a question you can ask everybody. I mean, it's our favorite story as a child. We start
to. It's nefesh. I mean, you could learn, but yet it chooses not to.
Well,
I mean,
even better than that.
Okay.
I mean, Avram's life starts at 70, 75 in the Torah. What was that before? I mean, you very rarely start a biography at 75. It's like, why isn't that not a thing mentioned? Rabban asks it. Rabban says a fascinating teretz. Rabban says because since Avraham Avinu's life was still filled with Avodah Zarah till that point, the Torah doesn't deal...
Till when?
Till when HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miskalat him.
He didn't give up Avodah Zarah until then?
So Rambam says it was a process.
I thought at 3 years old he already saw that...
The Rambam says that was a start. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that was the start of a process that culminated, based on the Chazal, Hitzis al Balabira. It's like a person, Chazal gives us a fascinating mashal. A person is walking by, they see a house lit up, and the guy says, it must be that there's a Bala Bayis here, and then the Bala Bayis pokes at his head and says, pleased to meet you. So he learned from that it was a process that started at 3 and culminated with I don't want to go off topic, but the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah is fascinating. Because the Rambam, it's one of the few places in Halacha that he gives a whole perek of Agadah. Okay. And his ability to take Chazal, extract the point of it, and weave it together seamlessly is incredible. Lamash, this Chazal he started at 3. Why is that at 1? Like, why 3? What's
the difference? Nothing happened until 3.
Could not until 3. Didn't even talk. You know. So, the Rambam says something. He adds one word. He says, "Kivan shenigmal eson ze." Hischel shotet bedaiter. When he stopped feeding off his mother, his mind started wandering and asking himself, "What's going on?" In other words, as long as you're attached to an environment, you're not free to make any moves forward. Yechap oven.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know. I got a text. So,
that's called a tiger pakapoa.
My phone? I don't know. Being there. Sorry.
Thank you for being
here. I got a text coming soon again.